This past Saturday night was an exciting evening in Madison. The annual event of the WBA, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. And at Saturday night's event, WGTD was awarded a number of different events, different awards. We were given a third place award of excellence for our Gateway Radio Reading Service, for Medium Market Music Radio, for Best Significant Community Impact. The WGTD Midday News with News Director Dave McGrath received second place in Medium Market Music Radio for Best Newscast. We also had our radio theater program under the direction of Dr. Stephen Brown take away a couple of different first place honors for their 2023 holiday show and the Kane Shadow, the library mystery. And I'm very happy and humbled to say that I was given first place in this medium market for best interview. And the interview that took first place is the interview that I'm about to replay, an interview that I was privileged to record with actor William Shatner. And for a lifetime fan of Star Trek, it was a dream come true, a great, great thrill, and of course doubly thrilling to have it recognized in this way. So here is the interview as we entered it in this competition for the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. And we welcome you to the Monday Morning Show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. We have something very exciting planned for part one of today's morning show. And here is some music by composer James Horner to help set the stage. That music is the magnificent main theme to Star Trek: The Wrath of Khan, music of James Horner, with a brief quotation of the iconic theme from the original series music of Alexander Courage. Star Trek: The Wrath of Khan is going to be screened this Friday evening at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee. And on hand for that special occasion will be none other than William Shatner himself, famous the world over for his portrayal of Captain James T. Kirk, not only in the original television series, but in seven theatrical films that followed. William Shatner's career, of course, has extended well beyond the world of Star Trek to include the series T.J. Hooker, The Practice, Boston Legal, Better Late Than Never, and Rescue 911. And he has a one-man show that has sold out all across the country. And William Shatner comes to Milwaukee to answer fan questions about this and the other Star Trek films and about his experience of portraying the iconic role of James T. Kirk. I recorded an interview with William Shatner earlier this morning and asked him what's going to happen at Friday night's screening.
I don't know how unusual what I'm doing, what I will be doing, that perhaps is. I mean, I don't know. I don't follow it, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm the only one doing it. Showing a movie that was very popular, and it's been refurbished, The Wrath of Khan, color and sound and all that kind of thing. And then I'll come out after the movie is over and talk about anything they want to talk about, the audience wants to talk about, whether it's about the movie and how we made it, what we did, other things that are of interest, and spend an hour to an hour and a half with the audience, having fun with the audience. It's very unusual. It's a great evening in the theater. And strangely, and you'll have to help me solve this, Greg, is I'm going to four cities that weekend, this coming weekend. I will be in Atlanta, in Indianapolis, in Detroit, and Milwaukee. Everywhere else is just about sold out. Very few tickets left. Somehow, in Milwaukee, we've got many tickets available. And we don't know why tickets are slow to go in Milwaukee uniquely. It's a wonderful show, so I urge your listening audience to come to the theater on Friday night. It's going to be great fun.
No doubt, and I have a feeling that what you just described is not going to be true much longer. I want to ask you, first of all, how different was it making the films, that is, those six original series motion pictures, versus making the television series itself many years ago? Of course, it was a completely different schedule, and lots of other things were different. How different did it feel to you and your fellow actors?
Well, making a movie is lethargic by comparison to doing television. Television, you have to do 10 pages a day of dialogue. So there's an awful lot of words that have to be learned to be said. Movies are made in setups. Camera moves in a direction, takes a picture of you, may then cut. You move the camera back. It's a wide shot. It's a two shot. It's a three shot. Time is taken to get a variety of shots, but not on television, because moving that camera around takes time, and time is limited because you've got to get those 10 pages in, whereas in a movie, you might just get the one shot, and that's it, folks. Let's wrap. We'll come meet tomorrow. So the pace of a movie and the pace of a television show is extravagantly different.
Which was more fun for you, maybe I should ask two questions. Which was more fun? Which was more satisfying to you as an actor, making the series or making these motion pictures? Or is it difficult to judge?
The same thing applies. For me, the same thing applies. You might be able to do a take. I was on a stage where the actress had to say no. She was in close-up. And they did it 30 times. Now, I can't explain to you why the first no wasn't satisfactory to the director, as was that the 30th no became either satisfactory or he gave up. But you don't have that kind of time in television. Say no, no, okay, wrap, let's go. There's more time to fashion your performance. So if it takes 30 no's to get the no, then you take that time according, you know, if that's what satisfies the director. Whereas in television, just get the word out. Say no, good, wrap, let's go. and that's not an exaggeration.
Wow.
But there's an excitement to it. That kind of speed, you've got to be up to speed. So you've got to rehearse yourself, and you've got to be there. And so the adrenaline is flowing. So you might get something else, something better, something different than pondering, how am I going to say no today?
Right. And, of course, you know, one of the great wonders of that original series is that on that tight schedule and with an increasingly tight budget, the best episodes of that series are some of the best television ever made and, of course, endure to this very day. It's a show I've loved for 50 years now.
Thank you for saying that. And you're absolutely right. The stories that the reason that the Wrath of Khan has survived all these years, in my opinion, is it tells a beautiful story. It's an emotional, evocative story. And that was the best of Star Trek. And no matter how little our budgets were and how fast we had to move, if the writer, who is the most important part of anything, let alone on television, the story you're telling is the important part of it. And how many bad performers and bad directors survived a wonderful script because it wasn't anything they did. It was the power of the words and the power of the story.
Power of the story. Absolutely.
And vice versa, of course, it works the other way around. No matter how talented the director and actors were, if you're telling a terrible story, it's not going to work either.
Speaking of talented actors, of course, in addition to the entire original cast that was assembled, including, of course, you, Leonard Nimoy, DeForest Kelly, and all the rest, this film was also notable for the return of one Ricardo Montalban in the role of Khan. You have many exchanges with him in this terrific film. I don't remember that you were ever physically in the same room. I wonder, what was exactly your encounter with him?
Years later, I recall all these years later, somebody said that to me. And I thought, you know, you're right. It didn't occur to me that he was that the two of us weren't on screen together, because we became really good friends a little bit before that time, and making the film, and then afterwards, we had become really wonderful acquaintances. That it didn't occur to me that I didn't have a scene with him, but it was pointed out, you know, you're never on screen with him. We have exchanges, but never together at the same time.
Never. You two were never in the same room in terms of on camera, but of course, close collaborators, and there is a very special chemistry between the two of you. And of course, spoiler alert to our listeners, one of the most notable scenes in this film is where Leonard Nimoy's character, Mr. Spock, perishes in the act of selflessly saving the ship and its crew. What was it like to perform that death scene? And at the time, did you know that that was a death that was not going to be permanent? I mean, in the moment, did you think you were saying goodbye forever to the character of Spock?
I was astonished when the producer said, "We're going to kill Spock." And I said, "Are you crazy?" You know, whatever. I ranted and raved, "No, we're going to kill Spock." I didn't know that my dear friend Leonard and the producers had concocted this idea because, and this is how clever Leonard was, he said, "I'm tired of playing Spock. Unless I can direct Star Trek III, the next film after this one that we're showing at the theater, unless I can direct it, I'm not going to play it anymore." And he forced the studio to allow him to direct, which then allowed me to direct one of the Star Trek films. So it was planned, and I didn't know it.
Hmm. Well, it's an amazing scene, just one of many amazing scenes in this terrific movie. And I imagine you are excited about the possibility of people being able to see this once again on the big screen.
It's a delight. It's a great evening in the theater. With this refurbished film, color and sound on the big screen, and then I come out afterwards and try my best to entertain the audience. And in those hours, it's a very special evening.
Mm, no doubt. And William Shatner, thank you so much for all you've given the world, and best wishes and safe travels to Milwaukee.
Thank you so much. I look forward to being there.
That is the interview with which I was able to score first place for Middle Market Music Radio for Best Interview of the Year. My thanks to everyone here at WGTD for their help and support. Congratulations to the other award winners, both from WGTD and from radio stations all across the state of Wisconsin.